Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. First District Congressman James Comer and United States Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will say the 2018 Farm Bill will be good for Kentucky. Congressman Comer told Kentucky Farm Bureau members during their annual meeting that he's pleased with most parts of the 2018 Farm Bill.
It's a win for agriculture. It's a huge win. This bill strengthens the farm safety net. It promotes agriculture trade, which I'm going to talk about in just a second.
Congressman Comer says it also includes protection for livestock producers.
And establishes programs. This is very important for the livestock farmers because those of us in animal agriculture think that we get left out of the farm bill a lot of times. It's very grain-centric. We've established programs to prepare for any type of livestock disease outbreak. There was money in there to create vaccine banks and things like that that we in animal agriculture desperately need. So I think it's a win.
The congressman adds funding for rural broadband is included.
I can tell you, we need to massively invest in our broadband infrastructure. If we're going to enhance and revitalize our rural communities, we're going to have to invest in the infrastructure. And it's not just roads and bridges and our locks and dams. It's also broadband, high-speed internet, wireless technologies. There's money in this farm bill to do that through public-private partnership.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
United States Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Farm Bureau members the Farm Bill is a win for Kentucky agriculture.
Two high priorities for us in the Farm Bill beyond the obvious, which is crop insurance is critical for everybody, particularly with the challenges in American agriculture lately. We also had an East Kentucky Power issue, kind of a complicated Eastern Kentucky Power issue that needed to be worked out, and it did get worked out.
He adds language that deregulates industrial hemp is also significant.
I'm not going to oversell what this could become, but I think it could be really significant. I'm not predicting it's going to be the next tobacco in terms of the number of different people that benefited from the tobacco program, but there's a lot of excitement out there among young Kentucky farmers.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.